All of the books of the New Testament and the Old Testament were written by Jewish men. The only exception might be Luke. We don't know if he was a Gentile or a Jewish man with a Roman name. But we know this. God first spoke to the Jewish people with Abraham and the ancient Hebrews and the prophets. As the story of mankind's redemption is told in the Bible, we see that it came through the Jewish people. But it was not God's purpose that it should stay with the Jewish people alone. He promised Abraham way back when he first began speaking to the Hebrew people. He said, "There will be one who is to come of the seed of Abraham, in which all the peoples of the earth will be blessed." And so God intended this redemptive story to be a part of all of humanity, that all of humanity would have the possibility of salvation, forgiveness of sins. And the gospel came through a Jewish man named Jesus, who we understood to be the Son of God, and he was crucified, and he died so that our sins may be forgiven, and he was resurrected from the dead and lives today, and he will come again. That's the hope that we have. It's the gospel of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One who came. And the gospel is not just for Jewish people, it's for all people, no matter what color, no matter what ethnic background, no matter what country, no matter young or old or smart or not so smart, it's for everyone. Listen to what Paul says. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So here's what God says through the Apostle Paul. And the good news from Jesus. If you believe in him, and you believe in him enough to be obedient to the gospel, that is, obedient to what Jesus said. We believe enough to repent. We believe enough to confess our sins to God, believing that he will forgive our sins in Jesus' name. Then it's the power of salvation to us, being saved from judgment. And we know this whole world is under judgment because the world holds the truth in unrighteousness. But we who know Christ and we who know him personally, we who know Jesus and believe in him, hold the truth in righteousness. Hold the truth today in righteousness of the gospel. It's the power of God in your life. Sometimes we tend to forget that because we get involved in living every day and doing what's right and avoiding what's wrong. And we forget this great grace of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the gospel. I thank you that you didn't leave us in our sins, Lord. You didn't leave me there. You didn't say, "Well, George has made his bed and now he has to lie in it." No. You, O Lord, had mercy upon me. And I found in the name of Jesus Christ, through faith, forgiveness for sins and a pardon for my sins and a new life. And it is the power that you have given to me that I might be saved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.